And when I got back, the first thing I wanted to do was take advantage of the GI Bill. So I applied for Harvard University. They told me that I had good marks at Northeastern before the war, and they said I would be hitting my head against a brick wall. They couldn't accept me because I would be hitting my head against a brick wall, and they advised me not to apply because it wouldn't be accepted. And just on the basis of a stereotype that they felt blacks didn't have the capacity or intelligence. And so I applied for McGill University, and I was accepted without having to even take an entrance exam. And so after that, I went into became in charge of two different times. I became in charge of a chemical laboratory. I had majored in chemistry, and the first laboratory that I was in charge of was quality control for making batteries, drive cell batteries, and so I had to keep the liquids at a certain level, and that was quality control of the materials that were going into the battery. And then shortly after that, I went into Tracer Laboratory, which was I was in charge of a very small laboratory, and we had to monitor the radiation fallout around different parts of the world. They'd send us samples of air samples, vegetation, to my lab, and we would break it down and count the radioactivity fallout, mainly to monitor. Since there was a moratorium on the testing of atomic bombs after Hiroshima, mainly to determine whether other countries around the world were testing atomic bombs. And so I did that for 10 years.